Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. It's a Tuesday. You know, it's Taco Tuesday for somebody, somewhere. But hey, we won't talk about that right now. We just came off of Memorial Weekend. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Had a lot of rest or hanging out with your friends and family, and you barbecued a little bit. I know I did. Did a lot of eating, non-meat eats. I may, you know, have to throw that out there. Non-meat eats because, you know, we all know I'm a vegetarian. So there you go. Oh, no, excuse me. I'm a vegan now. I'm a vegetarian with vegan ways. Anyway, we're back in the office today. Back in the office. We're back in the studio today. And I actually have a guest today. Not that, I don't normally have guests. I had a guest last week. But we have Miss Stephanie Smith with Cogwell Marketing. She's here today. And thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Russell, for having me. I'm super excited.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to get into it with Stephanie in a couple minutes. I just, of course, you know, I have to catch up on my industry news and things like that. So what's new in the industry? Hyatt launched a new lifestyle brand, which includes Andaz, Aaliyah, Joie de Vivre, Thompson Hotels, and Tommy Hotels. I didn't think I knew that JDV or Joie de Vivre and Thompson and Tommy were part of the Hyatt family. Well, now they are. Did you know that?
They got bought out last year. So
okay.
Yeah. Well, see, so that you... destination hotels, that whole conglomerate got rolled under the Hyatt umbrella
okay.
last year. So
oh, then you're this is old news to you then.
I'm an ex-Hyatt person. I got to keep in on my Hyatt news.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for that. I was in Denver last week. You guys know, well, maybe you don't know, but there was a unexpected snowstorm that came through. So was I prepared? Probably not. I did have a jacket. I knew it was going to be cold, but I didn't know it was going to be snowing. So, you know, I'm looking out at like, I don't know, 10 o'clock Monday night out of the window. And I see this, you know, it didn't look like rain. I'm like, what is that? But it was snow. And, you know, being from California, being specifically from the desert, it's not like you see snow every day. So, I mean, I've been in snow before. Yeah, there's been some snow flurries, but to be snowing in 5 inches. No, I've never done that before. Never experienced it. So that was quite the experience, but it didn't stop me from getting around to the hotels I need to get to the next day. So, but it was fun. I definitely had a lot of fun. So that was a good thing. And then, are you guys familiar with Clear? It basically a front of the line pass for the airport. So you go to the airport and it's not TSA. It's a private company. I take it. But they still do like some type of background, or at least they have background information on you. So it's at 30 airports now. So it was definitely at LAX because that's where I signed up for it. And it's in Denver. So it, you know, got me through 1,000 people in Denver, got me to the front of the line. So I just have to go through the security. You know, you take your belt off, your clothes off and put it through the conveyor belt and then I'm done. So it literally took me 10 minutes less than 10 minutes to get through that line. I mean, it was crazy. So they gave me a free like 90-day, you know, trial pass. So I'll be using it actually this week because I'm going to Houston. Hopefully Houston is one of those hubs that it has it at, that they use Clear as well. So if you don't know about it, check it out. It's called clearme.com. So check that out. Contact information. If you're trying to get a hold of Russell, russellofhotels.com russell@russellofhotels.com is my email. Twitter, Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two of those, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And then, of course, my website is www.russellofhotels.com. After the show, this is a live show. It's Tuesday, right? 1 o'clock. It becomes a podcast. So it's available on any platform for your podcast. If that's iTunes, Apple Play, Spotify, whatever you use, just do Russell of Hotels and or On Air with Russell of Hotels and you'll find me. What is Russell of Hotels Group? Hotel site selection, that's one. Digital marketing, that's two. Digital marketing for I do smaller hotels that need some assistance with the social media presence and trying to stay relevant, things like that. Hotel and destination video producer, I do that as well. You can look at any of the platforms that I'm on and you'll see tons of good videos, or at least I think they're good. I mean, they get the word out, right? They make people relevant, make hotels relevant. So check it out. And then I'm a radio show host, which I interview today's hospitality professionals. And today is no exception. I'm going to skip the Who's on Blast this week as well. I didn't do it last week, but you people know Who's on Blast. You know I want you on the show. I'll name two of them, Sam Thompson and Matt Diamond, Sync Meeting Management. They manage meetings. You're on Blast. So there's other people that are on there, but I'm just only going to mention you guys today. I'll follow up with that next week. I want to thank you to Ernestine Selman for listening from Roxy, Mississippi. I didn't even know Mississippi even had an internet connection, but anyway. Did you know that?
Man, it must be widespread now.
Oh, that's what. No, I'm just joking. I appreciate Ernestine from Mississippi. She's actually a relative of my wife. I do appreciate. She reached out to me on Facebook and said, "Hey, I listen to your little radio show." So that's why I'm giving you crap. Okay. So, but thank you, Ernestine. I do appreciate that. Marilis Croc's uncle Marcelo, and I have to pronounce this right. Pacalinawan. Marcelo's his first name.
I think
so,
you're butchering that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. Pacalinawan. Marcelo's his first name. So Uncle Marcelo, Philippines, thank you so much for listening. So we're worldwide. People didn't even know that, right? Denver Hotel Partners. I was in Denver. I did many sites, and I do appreciate everyone that took the time. Sarah, DOS at the Moxie Hotel in Denver. Amanda, Group Sales Manager at the Jacquard Hotel, which is a Marriott Autograph Collection. Ben Powers, Senior Sales Manager at the Halcyon. Riley Horton, National Sales Manager with Visit Denver. He actually took me to lunch, so I appreciate that. And last but certainly not least, Miss Amy Beardsley, Leisure Sales Manager at the JW Marriott. So I do appreciate that. And that's the JW Marriott in Cherry Creek. Okay, just so you guys know that all those hotels are actually in the Cherry Creek area of Denver. So thank you so much for the time we spent last week. And hopefully, I already have one program going to Denver, and hopefully, we'll get some more and we'll get to partner with some other hotels. So I do appreciate your time. Now, intro of, and I know I went a little fast, but I want to get to Stephanie because we got a lot to cover and a lot of good information. Intro of today's guest, Miss Stephanie Sparks Smith. Okay, I had to throw that Sparks in there because, well, anyway, I had to throw that in there. That's her maiden name, but anyway, I had to throw that in there. She has a BS from Virginia Tech, right?
Go Hokies.
There you go. In hospitality management.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. She has an MBA from University of Texas in Dallas.
That's right.
UT.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hook 'em horns.
Quite go like that in Dallas, but
okay. I'm sorry. Okay, right. No hook 'em horns. I'm sorry. And then a certificate in revenue management from Cornell. You've been all over the place. You're big time. Okay. And now
always be learning. That's one of my favorite hashtags. Always be learning. Because
there you go.
You're in, especially in digital, you can learn something every day. If you're not, then you're going to become stale really fast.
There you go. I like that. See, Russell of Hotels, I mean, On Air with Russell of Hotels, we're educational. See, there you go. And then founder and digital matriarch of Cogwell Marketing, which is, they do a lot of things. I know as far as SEO and digital marketing, but they do other things as well. And she's going to talk about that as well. But welcome to the show. I do appreciate you taking the time. And guess what? She's from Seattle. She actually flew in today to be on this show.
Special.
Right? Man, It just hit me. She actually flew in to be on air with Russell of Hotels. She has a couple clients too she wants to see, but bottom line, she came here to check
Russell
to
was
check
first.
Us out.
That was the primary reason.
But thank you. And you're also an adjunct professor at Metropolitan State University in Denver.
I was for a couple of semesters. Now I try to partner with some of the local Seattle colleges to do guest speaking and just, you know, learn from the youth, let them learn from me and vice versa.
Wow. This is great. Okay. So welcome, Stephanie. How'd you get in this crazy business we call it hospitality?
Well, I think for me, it was born, it was in my blood because my mom was in hotels.
Okay.
So then, you know, my first job working at the front desk when I was all of 16, and you think it's just going to be your part-time job, your summer job. And then fast forward when I'm, you know, looking at different majors, I actually took a couple IT classes, math classes, which I liked, but I missed the personality piece of it. And I switched my major to hospitality. And my mom was like, what are you doing? do you see how much I work? But by that point, it was already kind of in me. So okay. I went and got my degree from Virginia Tech, and I worked, you know, everything from catering to front desk to, you know, whatever the hotels and restaurants, you know, around there did. And then when I graduated, I went into the Hyatt manager in training program.
Okay.
So I went from working at a 150 room independent hotel to a 1122 room Hyatt Regency with 160,000 square feet of space. So Wow. It was quite the
culture shock.
Yeah. I mean, not only from moving from Virginia to Texas, but also just, you know, the hotel, just the way a convention hotel like that operates. I mean, it's a little bit of a machine mm-hmm. when it comes to the operations piece of it. So okay. But it was exciting.
Very good. Very good. Now, what did you gravitate towards? I mean, you went through, I guess, like an ID individual development training program. But what did you kind of gravitate to? Was that front office, that F&B, was that sales, was it marketing?
I was primarily food and beverage. So I was with Hyatt 7 years. So I did mostly food and beverage. I actually did a 2 years catering event planning.
Okay.
But then I went right back to food and beverage operations after that, which nobody ever, ever does that. But, and I also did some different task force. So they would send me to Philadelphia, Orange County to do different task force mm-hmm. assignments, trainings, and things like that. So I appreciated my Hyatt years for sure.
Now, what was the determining factor for you to get out of that and maybe go a little bit towards marketing, SEO, digital marketing? Was that even a thing then?
It was different. It was different then. I think I...
And you're not that old though.
No,
so.
I'm not. But yeah. When you say I've been doing digital now almost 10 years, so it does...
Digital's been around for 10 years?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
It's changed a lot. The, you know, SEO used to be easier because it wasn't that many people doing it. But when I went to get my master's, I started taking marketing courses just because I thought it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to put the, you know, different pieces together and realized that there was a whole aspect of hospitality. And it, you know, most people having been born in operations and hotels kind of leave that up to somebody else. So I thought that I could really marry the two, and I found a local agency that specialized in that. So I was like, I can have the best of both worlds because I do feel like I'm a hospitality professional first, and then I'm a marketing or tech person second. But mm-hmm. it's to be able to speak to the hoteliers, it's nice to have that background, and that I put my blood, sweat, and tears. So there's a little bit more respect. Mm-hmm. You know, within that space.
No, definitely. Now, I met you some years ago. I can't remember it. I don't want to say almost 10 years ago.
Almost 10 years ago, I think.
That shows how old I am are getting. I was with Broughton Hotels at the Sportsman's Lodge Hotel. And I believe we were going through a rebranding at that point. Yeah. And you worked for a company called Valet mm-hmm. Interaction.
Yeah, very good memory.
Okay, yes. Well, I have it written down. So I don't remember everything, but no, I do remember that because you reached out to me on LinkedIn, right? And when she said valet marketing, I said, yeah, I do remember that because Dave Dougal had set that up.
Shout out, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Dave is in Spain. So hope things are going well in Spain for you and your family. And I got to get you on the show, Dave. But anyway, we're not talking about that right now. But yeah, okay. So I knew you from the Valet Marketing, Valet Interactive days, and you guys actually came out.
Yeah.
You came out and did a.
I even spoke at one of your like regional operation meetings.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So okay, take us to where you were as. What did you provide for a hotel like us? We're an independent hotel. What did you provide for us?
So in that agency environment, we primarily focused on website development. So I was project manager, strategist, to kind of pull in everybody, the content team, the IT team, the SEO team, to make sure that story was being told with their website and also, you know, throughout their different online presence. So it's primarily a search engine optimization focused organization through website development. So there was a number of years doing that. We also did a lot of outreach, you know, helping hotels create those online partnerships, like taking their sales partnerships that they may have on a one-on-one standpoint and transitioning that into the online space, which also benefited the rankings in Google as well. Like I said, back then not many people were adjusting their title tags and meta descriptions, but, the industry in terms of hotels have finally caught up a little bit as far as that goes. And then after that agency, I end up going to work for a very large management company who happened to be my client there at the time. So that was a easier transition because I was already familiar with a lot of the portfolio, but while I was with them, they grew to over 100 hotels, primarily select service side. But it was kind of another shock for me because in the independent hotel space or in the website development space where you have a lot of, let's just say, leeway to do as you please. Once you get into the brand side, if you have your Marriott website or your Hilton website, you're very limited by what you have to do, and you really have to know. You only get certain reports, you only get certain analytical data, and in our world, you know, to be able to attach that ROI, there was a lot of limitations that I had to learn to circumvent and work around, to drive production for a specific hotel.
Okay. All right. Well, you definitely did a good job because we didn't know what we were doing. I mean, I can honestly say we didn't know what we were doing. So thank God for you and thank God for Dave that kind of pushed us in that direction. But I mean, it makes all the difference if you understand, you know, content creation or SEO and things like that. Not that I, you know, this expert on SEO. In fact, let me just for people that, I mean, I'm sure there's people that know what it is, but I think there's this people that are on the fence, like, oh, I know what it is, but really don't know what it is. Can you kind of explain SEO? I know we all know it stands for search engine optimization, but what does that really mean?
Yeah. So to kind of break it down into layman's terms, I would say that, trying to get rankings on organic search. So if you're just doing a search on Google, whether it be, you know, hotels near LAX airport, trying to get your hotel or your business or whatever to rank for that specific term within Google, also Bing and whatnot, but primarily people follow the world of Google. And if you take a look, I'm sure you've noticed, if you look at your different rankings within Google, the first couple are usually ads, and then within hotels, you'll see that local space where there'll be maybe pictures and rates in the little boxes. And that also changes depending on what Google's new strategy is, how they're trying to break into that hospitality space.
Exactly.
But, the different local listings are there, and then the organic listings down below that. So just trying to compete for that page one space. for that specific search term.
Now, are there certain words that need to be on your website? I mean, this is what I've been told. Okay, there's certain words and there's certain, I guess, maybe they have to be in certain order. Am I right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different thought processes in terms of SEO, but I try to break it down into three different, to rank properly for specific terms, you look at three different things. So you have your on-site search engine optimization, so that's adjusting and working in keywords into your actual website throughout your title tags, meta descriptions, headers, and throughout the content of your website. So that's going to be your on-site search engine optimization. Then you have your off-site search engine optimization, so trying to get other relevant websites pointing towards yours. So I work with different sales teams, like I mentioned, to try to, if they may have a relationship with the CVB, are we getting the most out of our CVB relationship that we can, and making sure that we're getting as much as we can from an online standpoint out of that website and your chambers and the demand generators in that local market. So getting different ways to promote your website and send traffic to your website. And that also helps with your rankings, but also drives traffic to your website. Then the third piece of the search and optimization is more technical. So within the branded hotel space, that's going to be dictated by Marriott, by Hilton, by IHG, obviously. But within the independent hotel space, you know, you need to look at certain things like how fast is your website and different speed things, making sure you don't have any broken website URLs and getting 404 links. So there's a lot of different technical tests you can run to make sure that also just being mobile friendly, making sure that it renders well and renders quickly on mobile devices. So those are kind of the three different pieces you can kind of attack search and optimization to try to get your specific hotel to rank on Google.
Okay. It sounds like SEO is connected to your revenue stream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
If you don't have the right SEO or you're not getting the right information out there, you're not going to make any money.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should be just one piece of your holistic marketing strategy or your digital strategy. So if SEO is one part of it, you know, just your website, your imagery, your even your presence and your optimizing your online travel agencies, your local social, all of those things tie in together. So it can't be, SEO definitely can't be your only strategy. It just needs to be a piece of your strategy.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Just when we were speaking, well, let me just say that we're on air with Stephanie Smith with Cogwheel Marketing out of Seattle. She's talking about SEO, digital marketing. We're going through her career path and her career progression and how she got into her own business. And then when we were talking before the show, she gave me a bit of advice. She said, your website is basically, she said it was whack is what she said. She said, I don't see how you get any traffic at all. Because she pointed out, and she was friendly about it. She was nice about it. There was a couple of things that she needed, that I needed to do, and I'm definitely going to do it. She goes, this is my what did she say?
This That's is my free advice.
This is my free advice to you. You need to do this. This is like 10 things. I'm like, man. Well, I thought I was doing well.
And I didn't charge you my hourly rate, so.
No, you did. And then when I mentioned, well, I don't know if I should mention Squarespace, but that's how I get my, that's how I do it. She goes, you know, you need to change that. You need to do something else. So now she's got me thinking, and that's what we want. We want, you know, to make sure that we're never satisfied with what we're doing, right? And that's one thing she pointed out to me, that I shouldn't be, when with technology especially, you shouldn't be just satisfied with what's going on. You need to make sure you go in there, you update it. Things do get awry because there was something on my site that was off and I didn't do it, but something happened. So I'm not checking it as much as I should. So directors of sales and marketing and anyone in that hotel space or anyone that's listening here that has a website or responsible for it, you need to make sure you go in every day and check to make sure everything is lining up, making sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and because you don't want the revenue connection to basically be cut off. So, but thank you very much for that. I do appreciate that. So when did you start Cogwheel Marketing?
So I launched Cogwheel Marketing of September of last year. So I haven't even made it quite hit my year mark yet.
But you're smiling and you came in here smiling and it must be going okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've found a particular niche that hasn't been well served in the industry. There is, I've opened almost 50 hotels from either development or a flag change/conversion standpoint. And there's a lot more moving parts with that, that some agencies, you know, do certain things at certain times, and I have the flexibility to adjust to that development timeline, which we know is a ever moving target when it comes to developments. And so trying to meet those different gates, stage gates, at the right time to make sure that hotel that you launch when the hotel is ready to open.
Okay. Now I kind of bounce around on my questions here. So, please forgive me. You're involved in an organization called Cayuga.
Cayuga.
Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you explain Cayuga?
Yeah. So Cayuga Hospitality Consultants, just joining as a partner in this organization, but it's very, very unique organization where they have, it's a network of consultants within hospitality. Each one of them has its own business or its own niche, but each consultant does different consulting or advice giving, so to speak, within the hospitality space. So of the 50, they all are individual consultants. And so when people come and need certain projects, they either line it up with the specific consultant with that skill set, or we put together a network of consultants to be able to work on that project together. So, you know, Cayuga isn't you can't go and work for Cayuga per se. They aren't an organization that has employees per se, because we're a network of individual consultants with different unique specialties.
Okay. Wow. That's a mouthful right there. okay. So my next question is, I have a hotel, right? Let's just say this is hypothetical, okay? I'm opening up this new hotel, and it's an independent hotel.
Okay.
So what should I be doing? And maybe it's going to open 6 months from now. What should I be doing as a director of sales and marketing in order to get my, if that's SEO, if that's digital marketing, what should I be doing? I mean, give me the soup to nuts, the start to finish. What should I be doing?
We
at
can
this
have
point?
A whole nother show just about openings.
Well, okay, but we can arrange that.
you know, openings are unique because you're looking at the different, you know, stage gates of when things happen. So whether it's even independent or branded, you know, your first priority would be getting your website live up running. That's when you would do your initial on-site search and optimization, and then you're kind of building that that kind of age, so to speak, for that domain, for that hotel. The next different stage gate that you want to look at is when you're getting ready to have rates live. So once your rates are live, that's when your different other profiles are going to kick on. So your Expedia, your booking.com. So once those rates are being pushed out, making sure that your everything's as are dotted and T's are crossed with those profiles, because you need to work with them, and you want to make sure that you're telling the right story on those travel agency websites, the same as you're on your website. You probably want to tell a better story, we'll say, on your website, but you still want to make sure you're telling the right and accurate story on the online travel agency websites. And then throughout as you start getting closer to opening, you start working on your different local profiles, TripAdvisor, Google My Business, Yelp, those different ones as well. And then when you get even closer in, you want to make sure you have your press release ready to go. You want to make sure that I always find it funny, this with the majority of openings that I've done, an owner thinks they have the perfect site selection, and if I build it, they will come. And I have the brand new hotel. I'm going to steal all the market share from the competitor because I have the newest hotel in the market. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks after opening, everyone, you know, sets their hair on fire because, oh, we need, you know, we're not driving occupancy. Oh, we're not meeting budget. So you want to try to be proactive in that throughout those different channels. Make sure you have a marketing plan that dictates, that has money set aside, especially for that first 90 days. It's usually the biggest struggle. Make sure you have the money set aside to do a premium photo shoot. Don't take pictures with your iPhone. You know, make sure that you've hired a professional photographer. You know, and then if it's a branded hotel, knows those brand standards.
Well, does that matter? I mean, iPhone versus professional picture? I'm just asking.
here's my plug. On my website, I have a blog, and I have written a whole article about choosing the right photographer. Mm. If you're a photographer, you know, a simple question you can ask them is if they have their own lighting. Photographers that come in that don't have their own lighting, sometimes you're going to get shadows and poor lighting effects and things like that. There is also a checklist on there about openings and the specific hurdles. I think there's probably a checklist of, I don't know, 40 different things that you can go through to make sure you're doing X by X date within mm-hmm. that within opening process.
Okay. Now I brought that specific question up because I have a friend, used to be my director of sales back in the day. She's opened up a new hotel. It's called the Godfrey Hotel in Hollywood. And you know, the date, I don't know when their date's to open up, but I'm sure she's doing these things, but if she's not, hopefully she's listening. And that if she's not listening, I'm going to make sure at the end of this show to say, hey, you may want to listen to, you know, a couple of these different tips in order to, you know, make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing this far out, because I don't know if it's within 6 months, 3 months. I don't know. And I don't know where they are. That's a question that I had. Now, would it be the same steps if you're just rebranding?
The bigger wrench that happens there. So within the digital space, I would say one of the other unique things about opening is like having GPS devices find you and trying to figure out the sources of where to make sure that people directionally, once you open, can find your location.
Okay.
And that's usually very unique if there was nothing there before, if it was just a plot of land. With conversions, the unique aspect is looking at, here's one of my acronyms, UNAP or NAPW, which is making sure that you have a consistency with your name, address, phone, and website address online. So what happens is when you do a flag change or a conversion, there's hundreds of websites that still associate that address with that old hotel name. Okay. So you need to do what you can. Actually use a third-party provider actually to help, because you need APIs. There's so many different OTAs. Everyone thinks Expedia and Booking.com, but there's literally hundreds. A lot of them are affiliates of Expedia and Booking.com, but a lot of them aren't. So you need to make sure that people know that you have a new name and they're not, one, looking for the old one, but also, you know, Google gets confused. They're like, I see these 100 websites with this name and these 100 websites with this name. Who are you? So trying to go through and clean up that process to make sure you're telling that consistent story online about who you are and the whole, you know, just rebranding and who you are as a new hotel. Because I'm sure there's obviously, when you put on a new flag, it's not just the name that changed. There's all these other things that change. So, I mean, I work with hotels that 6 months out of the conversion will still have pictures there of their old hotel everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what you don't want to see those horrible pictures anymore.
Exactly.
So trying to tackle that tactical piece of trying to clean that up is sometimes like a game of whack-a-mole.
Wow. Okay. So you do soup to nuts. I mean, literally stuff that people probably not even thought about. I mean, in the independent world, you got to think about everything, right? If you're an independent hotel, you got to think about everything. Now, let's jump to the branded world, because, you know, as a former director of sales and marketing of these branded hotels, right? I know that brand doesn't do everything for you, but there's people that honestly think that, well, the brand's going to do that for me, so I don't have to worry about that. What do you think about that?
I'd say that's a common misconception with owners. And I think, you know, I've seen even within the Hilton and Marriott IHG portfolios, there are some brands that are stronger than others, and you can probably ride that wave, so to speak, longer on specific brands. But they're also focused on the enterprise. They're focused on their umbrella of that brand, whether it be Hampton Inn or Town Place Suites or whatever the case may be. They're working at an enterprise level from a digital standpoint. There's definitely differences between each of the. I primarily work with Marriott, Hilton, IHG hotels, and there's definitely differences in terms of strategy. But once you get into that space, you learn kind of workarounds, so to speak, because, you know, I mean, probably even within the Los Angeles area, there's even within the Hilton brand, maybe Hampton Inn specifically, there's probably, I don't know, I didn't look, but there's probably close to a dozen within the
at least. Yeah.
You know,
at
so
least, yeah.
How are you as an owner even differentiating yourself from the other Hamptons in the market, much less your immediate comp set? So you need to find ways to do it a little bit better, not only than your comp set, but the other branded hotels that you're competing against within that Hilton space or within that Marriott space. And same goes for their, you know, if you're not doing any custom on-site search and optimization, they're going with a brand first initiative, which means instead of you looking for, we're in Sherman Oaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you know, trying to optimize for a Sherman Oaks hotel and you're a Hampton, they may be going after a Hampton term first, people that are brand loyalist. So from an enterprise standpoint, they also use specific systems. So they're not going to go on to Google or TripAdvisor and Yelp and help you manually update your listings. They use a third party called Yext in the background that they're going to use to push that information out. So the nuances between the platforms are not necessarily going to pick up on some of that smaller stuff. They use systems, too, to push out content and images to Expedia and Booking.com, but their systems don't always speak exactly to each other. So you still have, as an independent hotel owner or operator, you still have some work to be done on your side above and beyond what the brand does.
Wow. That is extensive. Okay, so guess what? The brand doesn't do everything for you. Now, when you, okay, you do a lot of research on hotels, websites, or whatever. When you research a hotel's online presence, what are you trying to identify? I told you I'm all over the place with questions.
I know. So.
That makes sense, that question?
Yeah. I mean, I take a very holistic approach. So if I'm doing an audit for a hotel, the first thing I'll do is read their website front to back. Mm-hmm. And I'm always surprised about how many either director of sales and marketing or GMs haven't ever just sat down and read their website. You mentioned it earlier, but because the first thing I try to do is understand what's unique about that hotel and what's unique about their location. And then I look and see if it matches up with what their website says. So, you know, I had a, when I first started working with the Homewood Suites brand, I wasn't familiar with the brand at all. Are you know anything somewhat about? So one of their unique things is that they offer kind of like almost a mini dinner, like a little buffet at night. And they have these menus that they publish. Well, I went to the hotel and I saw they had, I mean, they literally had like fried chicken and mashed potatoes. One. I'm like, oh, it's awesome. Then I went on their website and nowhere on the homepage of their website did they mention that they offered dinner 3 nights a week.
Okay.
So it's kind of first and foremost, I'm trying to define what makes that. And even if you're a branded hotel, you have something that there's a reason that a hotel was built in that location. It got approved for a, for a flag. So trying to identify that first and foremost. And then looking and making sure that consistent story is told across every channel. So once I've identified what's unique about that hotel, I look, is that story being told in your search and optimization? Is it being told in who you're partnering with from an online standpoint? Is it being promoted on the local listings? Is it being promoted on your OTAs? So checking to see if, because you're going to be fighting for business in every, each one of those spaces. So you want to try to tell the best story of your hotel in every space that you can.
Wow. Okay.
Does that answer the question? I don't know.
No,
if that was...
Yes. Yes, it did, Stephanie. Thank you very much. Wow. There's a lot to, there's a lot to digest here. explain analytics. What is that? And why is it important?
Well, I think that's why a lot of people have transitioned into the advertising and the digital space, because there actually are analytics. There are ways to actually prove that ROI. I think where it gets messy, I'm probably going to like geek out a little bit too much, but looking at your attribution model and how you're set up with that in terms of who gets credit for that revenue, or who gets attributed to that. So 'cause throughout that customer journey, that customer is probably, before they actually make that transaction, they're probably interacting with your hotel in different spaces at different times. They might find about you through a banner ad or email marketing. They research your website. They look at your reviews on TripAdvisor. They go and look at your Facebook profile, and then they may get remarketed through a different ad. But there's all these different touch points. So you're trying to figure out where that hotel is in terms of what they need. So a large part of the digital journey is trying to understand what that hotel needs and what they're, you know, what is it that they think that they need, or what is it they think they want, and then looking and see if the analytics tells that same story. You know, so I had a hotel that I just did an audit with that had a very low conversion. So they were getting a ton of website visitors, but when it came to the actual transactional piece, they weren't actually making those bookings, you know, on the booking engine. So using the analytics, we're able to drill down and figure out where they are falling off. Where were the consumers leaving and not making that transactional piece, and able to fix that that broken piece of the advertising. So redirecting their strategy to better align with where their opportunities were by diving down deep into the analytics.
Okay. And are there tools they should be using to see what their analytics are? Or is there somebody like you that would give them this information? Or how does one find this information?
I would say most independent hotels, they usually use Google Analytics. That's probably the common thing. I think it's probably too much. In a perfect world, your GM and director of sales, along with your revenue manager, maybe on a monthly basis, would be looking at those different website performance reports. But sometimes, just kind of looking at the star report, you have to, can you make actionable suggestions based off that? So same thing with digital. So, hopefully you have an agency partner that's providing those reports. Within the branded hotel space, whether there are specific reports per brand, some brands have more helpful reports than others. Sometimes some brands, I won't mention any names, you have to run kind of some campaigns blindly, which is unfortunate from an analytical standpoint. But through different measures, whether it's, just listening to the feedback from the front desk at the hotel, you can kind of get some feedback and just see if certain campaigns are working.
Hmm. Now, as a director of sales or general manager, should they be really well versed on this, or they should default to an outside company? Because, what I'm trying to say is there's more information that you need to know these days because of the digital world that we're in, right? Less than what we need, say, 10, 15 years ago, right? So do they take classes? I mean, I'm out of it for now, right? So it's been a while since I've been in that space. But, that's one thing I do now is I try to educate myself just in case I happen to go back, hopefully that doesn't happen. But if I happen to go back, I think I'm a little bit more well-versed because I speak to people like you. I do a lot more reading. I try to educate myself now. Now, your typical GM and DOS, do you find that? Do they know what they should know?
I think sometimes they don't know what they don't know.
Okay.
So I would say the majority of the time I try to incorporate when I'm going through the process, not only am I trying to implement a strategy, but I'm also trying to teach them. Because especially with sales, and I would say the majority of the time my contact is with the sales team, mm-hmm. and sometimes revenue management, not necessarily the GM. But there are things that sales teams can be doing that can impact their digital presence without them really putting a lot of additional effort. So those are the different things that I try to stress throughout that process, so that it makes sense in their world. And most salespeople are super competitive. So I really try to bring out that competitiveness and how it, showing hotels how they rank versus their comp set, mm-hmm. And what things they can do to change that specifically within the digital space seems to go far. But I would say, you got to start somewhere when it comes to learning. So yes, I think you need an outside company. It doesn't necessarily have to be me, but someone has to be the champion of that strategy. So even if you hire an outside company, someone at the hotel needs to be the champion of that hotel. So, I'm going to them to make sure that, they know what's unique about their hotel and their operation, specifically their location, and they should be able to regurgitate that to me to make sure that it's from an online standpoint. And if you're doing any type of paid marketing, whether that be Expedia travel ads, Google ads, Facebook ads, anything like that, you still need to have someone, on the hotel side as a quote unquote agency to help come as that strategy for that specific hotel. There's a lot of agencies out there that will run, evergreen or ongoing campaigns. And I try to make sure that the campaigns are specifically driving occupancy on need dates for that hotel, or pushing ADR or specific types of rates for a specific hotel, so it makes the most sense. If you don't tell me that,
yeah,
how exactly. Am I supposed to know about?
You're right. So for, I mean, and I'm glad you led into this, because my next question was going to be about pay-per-click ads and, you know, things like that. So it's up to the hotel to tell you specifically what they want. Do they want to, they have some need dates coming up, or I just lost my train of thought, but go ahead.
Well, I know where you're going with it.
Yes.
I mean, every hotel, they may not be able to say which specific advertising platforms work best for them. That's for me to decide, but they should know, you know, weekends in the summer are a struggle for us, or, you know, we're, you know, we always sell out on Tuesday, Wednesday, but we have trouble with our shoulder dates, or we know low season, like we're struggling getting groups, you know, we're behind in pace for group in Q4 of 2019. Mm-hmm. So they should be able to speak to their performance at the hotel at that. And then myself as a strategist go and say, okay, then we can do X, Y, and Z to try to help those particular opportunities.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Now, what about, you know, how, what's it called? Redirecting? Like you go to a...
Remarketing.
What did I say? Redirecting? Remarketing. Okay. You know what I'm saying, Stephanie.
Remarketing.
But
yeah,
remarketing. That's...
I like to call those the stalker ads.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. Now, are you a big proponent of those? And do those actually work? Because, I mean, I go to sites, and this is when you go to a site, say you're making a reservation, or at least you're in that reservation page, and you didn't make the reservation, and you got out of it, and it actually follows you until you actually make the reservation. Now, are you a big proponent, and do those strategies really work?
I am. I would say, for the most part, it's a low-cost option, so why not try it? Mm-hmm. And if you're an independent hotel, it's fairly easy to work into your Google Ads campaigns as part of your holistic ads strategy. With branded hotels, you're limited by specific partners that you can work with. So there's some limitations there, and you don't have the flexibility as in the independent space in terms of necessarily the dynamic or creative part of that. Sometimes you're forced into specific content and imagery that's associated with that remarketing ad. So that's, I'm not a fan of handcuffs like that sometimes, but I think it should absolutely be part of your strategy.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We are online on air with Russell Hotels, and our guest today, special guest, is Stephanie Sparks Smith, with Cogwheel Marketing out of Seattle. We're winding down. It's already 1:47. See what I mean? I mean, we get into this, and next thing you know, one question goes to another, and it's just, man. And she was nervous at first. She didn't want to do this at first. No, I'm joking. Let's see. There was something. It had something to do with the online presence. No, that wasn't it. Okay. And kind of in closing, what would you tell? I guess you talk to either ownership or director of sales. What will you tell them the most important thing to do when they're thinking about digital marketing strategies and SEO and the whole gamut of what you do?
Well, I hate to say this, but first and foremost, I would say set a budget aside dedicated to digital marketing. So there's still a lot of hotels that just, they see value in it, but they don't really know where to start.
Okay.
So, you know, I would also, you know, take any type of, you know, online courses that you can. You can sign up for my blog. I'll share all the down and dirty secrets. But the I feel like the whether you're independent or branded hotel, just, you know, set aside and start asking questions. So you may not, whether you're in operations or sales and marketing, you may not know what the answers are, but start asking those questions. So whether you're asking, you know, your revenue manager, whether you're asking your agency, but start trying to understand what your digital picture and your digital presence looks like. Look at your, you know, how much website are you getting your fair share of business, looking at your channel mix against your OTAs. I mean, I've definitely seen hotels where their, you know, OTA production is higher than their website. So, you know, and if that's a goal for you from a profit standpoint, you know, how are we going to change and shift that? So that's usually like one of the red flags that you can look at your reports and easily identify. But, you know, just set aside something, and, you know, it doesn't have to be social. It doesn't have to be SEO, but you have to kind of start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. That's a good tip. And I always, I've been on this thing. I don't know if you listened to my show at all, but I've been on this thing about, direct bookings versus OTAs and things like that. What do you think about that?
Oh, I mean, the OTAs are necessary evil. You as an individual hotel will never have the budget to compete. Not even the brands have the budget to compete with, you know, Expedia and Booking.com, who don't have any physical assets that they have to maintain. I do advertising campaigns with hotels because through the different, whether it's Expedia travel ads or Accelerator or whatnot, or their Booking.com's preferred program, because in that space, you know, all you can do is steal market share. So use them when you can. Some of the brands with their revenue management systems are getting better about being able to, you know, yield out specific things so that there's more of an opportunity to drive direct. So I think the brands specifically are doing a better job of regaining control in that space. So I give them kudos for that.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm going to have to leave it right there because we're out of time. But I do appreciate you coming on. I mean, this is a wealth of information. And we need to make sure that we're listening to this information, meaning us as hotel people and either directors of sales, general managers, revenue managers as well, because they're part of the piece too, right? Because it's all about the revenue. At the end of the day, it's about the revenue.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, but we want to thank Stephanie Spark-Smith with Cogwheel Marketing. I'm not sure. Hopefully you guys can see that. Cogwheel Marketing. Go to cogwheelmarketing.com for her contact information. But if you go to latalkradio.com on the show notes or the description, all the information is there as well. So her name, actually, I put her office phone number, her email, it's all on there. So make sure, because it's a lot of information that, you know, we only have 50 minutes to talk. So, I mean, if we had more, we would still be here talking about other things, because I have a whole list of questions. But I do thank her for coming on and spending, you know, at least 50 minutes with us and kind of explaining some of the things that she does in her new company and her background and how she got to where she is. And, you know, like I said, everyone has a story. That's why we started the show, because everyone has a story. And Stephanie's story is one that can aid us in that hotel space. You're right, because we don't know everything, right? We think we, as directors of sales and GMs, we know everything, but, you know, we kind of dropped the ball a little bit on the digital marketing and SEO and you know, placement and things like that, and content creation. So, I mean, those are just a few things, but, you know, there's a lot of things. She has a whole list of things on her website that kind of a checklist that you can go over as well. So thank you so much again.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Russell.
It. And we're going to say goodbye for now, but thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. From sunny California, we're in Sherman Oaks, and it must be about 70 degrees today. I mean, oh God, you got to love
nice.
It, right? Is it nice?
It's nice.
All right, good. So anyway, you guys take care, and thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.